Happy New Year. It's the beginning of another year, 2011. As like most people, you think of the past and you look forward to the future. And I had an interesting lunch the other day that sort of tied a lot of that together. And it all came about because of social media, and it wouldn't have happened without it. I had a lunch with a couple of my dad's former colleagues and their families. Some of you know that my father worked at 20th Century Fox for 45 years, partially in New York, and then they came out here when they moved all their offices out here. And he had a pretty good team of people that he worked with, and he lost touch with them in his later years. And what happened was that I posted on YouTube a few years ago a video of my dad's retirement speech from 1987, mainly so that my niece and nephews could see my father at the height of his powers, basically. You know, they only knew him as a very old man. And they were truly blown away just by how articulate and he was and in those days. And what happened over time was that a lot of his colleagues or their families came across this video and shared it amongst themselves. And as Facebook became bigger and bigger, they became my friends on Facebook. So this lunch I had the other day was with a couple of these colleagues and their families. And it was really very interesting. One of them was an editor who also worked for the studio for a very long time. And another was a negative cutter. Same thing, long history with the company. And it was interesting to hear about how the studio system used to be and just how kind of a small, it's a much smaller world. Now these are multinational corporations. But really, how much things have changed. One of them, again, was a negative cutter. That's a job that is rapidly disappearing. It used to be that in editing, the way a film was edited, of course, that was before digital video, they would have editing machines. They would run film through the editing machines. They would actually take the original negative. You wouldn't want to work with the original negative that the film was shot with because that's your prime, resource. You would create a work print from that and then cut the film that way. So if the film got damaged, you just print another one and it would be preserved. So once you have the cut the way you want it, you'd go back to the negative and match that up. And from that, you'd create the, you go on with the process. Well, now everything is moving so heavily into digital that negative cutting, which used to be a serious, huge part of this process, is really disappearing. So many films now are moving toward, being shot and edited and output in digital, and even projected on digital. So, so many theaters are turning to the digital projection. And it's just amazing how much it's changed. I mean, what started out as something really specialized most people aren't going to be, James Cameron and shoot Avatar, but filmmaking process, if you look at it, it's just as a process of being able to express yourself with video, is so much more democratic and such a huge playing field now. Not everybody's going to make a lot of money doing it, but people who want to express themselves can express themselves with next to no investment, and which is, like I said, very interesting. But that was a special time, and there is still obviously a business, a very healthy business. It's a different kind of business, but it's still there. And I really respect the time and the people, these people that spend so much time there. And one of them said to the other as they were leaving, we really had a good time, didn't we? It was a nice day.